It's hard to respond at this moment when we haven't been able yet to see exactly what is left, also what is left of the stones that compose these buildings. But certainly there is a lot of evidence of what was there. We had records, surveys, drawings, images, also 3D scanning of many of these monuments. So we have a very good idea of what the original looked like. And I think it would be possible to restore maybe some of them. Of course, it's going to be a very challenging thing because it will be difficult to return to the patina, the original aspect of the ancient stones with their thousands of years of history. They were important because of the traces of time on their skin, as it were. And of course, if you restore it with a new stone, that feeling will be lost. But the people of Syria, the international community that attach so much importance to this site and that identify with them as their cultural symbol, the foundation of their national identity, will probably want to have something restored as a way of establishing a solid basis on which the Syrian society can start the rebuilding process, the healing process, looking towards the future. So I think it will be possible and maybe even probable that some of this will be restored.
What is ISIL's motivation behind destroying all of these historically important artifacts?
There's been a lot of debate about that. Of course, the first reason that they themselves provide is that these buildings were associated to paganism. They were idolatrous. They did not conform with their interpretation of Islam, a very radical and purist interpretation of Islam that forbids any worshipping of gods, of course, or of saints. And that's the first reason provided. Then, of course, one could speculate also about their willingness to destroy these symbols of the Western culture, as it were. You should recall that many of these sites are considered by the international community as extremely precious relics. Of course, it's not for nothing that Palmyra, with many other classical sites in Syria, is inscribed on the World Heritage List. So there has been also this argument provided that perhaps by destroying these sites, the Islamic State Daesh was also trying to reaffirm their ideological alterity in relation to the West.
We've heard talk of an emergency UNESCO task force that's supposed to go and visit there. Can you give us any details about that?
The Director General of UNESCO has stated that as soon as security will allow, UNESCO will conduct a fact-finding mission there together with the, of course, national Syrian authorities responsible for the cultural heritage and others from the international community who might wish to contribute. At the moment, it is not clear when this will be possible, but we hope in the near future, as soon as the site has been secured and the conditions are in place for this type of work.
Credit for liberating Palmyra has mainly been given to Syria with help from Russia. Do you think that we can trust the Syrian government to keep it maintained and to preserve all the things that are still there?
The Syrians have maintained the site for decades. I mean, the recent history, of course, otherwise for centuries. I don't think that there is a particular issue with the cultural heritage as far as the Syrian authorities is concerned. On the contrary, we know that the Directorate General for the Antiquities of Museums of Syria has done an extraordinary amount of work, sometimes even at the cost of their lives, to rescue, secure, and protect the cultural heritage of the country. Now, of course, when there is still a war going on, collateral damage can occur, and it will be important that whoever controls the site make sure that this is not exposed to possible future impacts from fighting. But of course, we hope that there will be no more fighting there at least, and that this is a first step toward a future reconciliation and the pacification of the country.